This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A leading pro-life member of Congress is introducing legislation to take $500 million from abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Missouri's Vicki Hartzler introduced the Defund Planned Parenthood Act of 2019 in the U.S. House Wednesday. A Hindu member of Congress is defending a judicial nominee against religious litmus tests after two Democrat U.S. senators asked a judicial nominee to consider dropping out of the Catholic men's group, the Knights of Columbus. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, without mentioning the names of her two fellow Democrats, including her own state's U.S. senator, said such comments encourage religious bigotry. Gabbard added that it is like playing with fire to engage in religion baiting for political ambition and partisan interests. This is Life News Radio.
Join thousands in prayer for the respect of human life from January 14th through the 22nd. Each day of the 9 Days for Life novena highlights a different intention and provides a reflection, related information, and suggested daily actions. Join at 9daysforlife.com. That's with the number 9. And you'll get the novena automatically when it starts on January 14th. Together, we can create a culture of life. Join now at 9daysforlife.com.
In other headlines, an Indiana bill seeks to ban abortion by declaring unborn babies human beings at conception. Planned Parenthood's Dr. Leanna Wen seems to be finally admitting that Planned Parenthood's core business is abortion. Meanwhile, new Planned Parenthood billboards help former patients brag about their past abortions. And Operation Rescue has found that a dwindling number, less than 20% of all abortion clinics, do abortions after 20 weeks. Only 5 clinics do abortion up to birth. Only 1 of those 5 admit that publicly. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.